Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano, and we'll take a look at the forecast. Welcome back for another brand new week, Pat.
Well, thank you. And we have a Marshall Miles meteorological nightmare coming in.
That's right. I tried to get Anthony to say that, but he was just being very cautious with his forecast yesterday.
No problem. Today, of course, we'll have sunshine, low 60s, clear tonight, mid 30s, and a cloud up Wednesday. Rain will develop later on in the day in the low 60s, and then Wednesday night, the rain comes down in buckets. The rain will end, but it'll be partly cloudy and windy Thursday, low 60s. That wind will gust 35 miles an hour. And Friday will be a partly sunny day in low 60s, but here's the payoff. Saturday should be sunny, mid-60s, and Sunday, I think also, let's call it partly sunny with high 70 degrees. So we're looking at a nice weekend.
All right, so the Yankees play at home tonight. They're scheduled to play at home. I mean, Yankees play at home this afternoon at 4, pardon me. They're scheduled to play at home tomorrow on Wednesday night and then on Thursday. So Wednesday is definitely in question, right?
From what I understand, they're supposed to play Wednesday night, but they may change the game to Thursday.
Okay. That's what I meant. That's what they'll have to probably do, right?
Right. And it looks like they will be doing that. I don't know. I didn't get any word yet. But, the rain is going to come down heavy tomorrow, especially from, like, late tomorrow into tomorrow evening. So I don't believe that they're going to have the game. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, we're keeping them posted. We are expecting overall, I'm thinking rainfall, of course, is going to vary from west to east. This time, western areas will get the least, eastern areas will get the most. And it looks to me like at least a half to 1 inch of rain is possible over our western areas. And then once you get east, east of the Connecticut River Valley, 1 to 2 inches a possibility, with locally 3 inches. And all of this is because, one, you have a cold front approaching for the Great Lakes, and two, you have a storm in the Gulf States that's going to run up the coast, merge with the cold front, and become a nor'easter. And that nor'easter is going to be parked near Portland, Maine, Thursday, and really, really intensify. So a lot of wind. Thursday is going to be a very blustery day for New England. Higher elevations, the Green and White Mountains, will probably get some snow on Thursday, but that's because they're above 4,000 feet. Everybody else will just see some rain showers.
So Mount Washington should get like 2 feet of snow then.
Yeah, probably. And then, as I said, fair and milder weather as we go over the weekend. You'll be in the 60s and topping off around 70 on Sunday.
So if the Yankees move that Wednesday game to Thursday, the people that are in the stands on Thursday are going to be some kind of cold.
Yes. And windy, right.
Because it's going to be windy. It's going to be windy. And you're sitting in that stadium, and the wind just funnels around in there when it's blowing.
Are you still thinking that Houston's going to win?
They should win. The Yankees could have won with a little bit of luck both games in Houston, but they didn't. But they did steal one there. So if the Yankees are going to win this, they're going to have to win all three games at home. They're going to have to just win the next three games and then move on. That's what they have to. If they go back to Houston, the chances really decrease of them winning. So we'll see what happens, you know?
The guy, I don't forget his name, but the guy on ABC down here, I watched, this was Friday night when I watched the news. He said that in spite of Houston's record, he's going with the Yankees.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I said, well, you're disagreeing with Marshall. But
that's why they play the game. Hey, I'm a Yankee fan. I'd love the Yankees to win. I want the Yankees to win. But they got to win these three games at home. They just have to win these three games at home. If they don't, I just can't see them winning, going to the World Series.
I thought they only have two games at home. Thursday.
No, it's three games. They get three. The way they play the format is there's two games in Houston, three games in New York, and then if needed, the two final games in Houston.
Oh, I got you.
It's a seven-game series.
So. Okay. So now in the meantime.
So did you get everything done?
We pulled up when we pulled up there Saturday morning, I almost fell out of the car because the contractor was there and he was finishing up the work at the cabin, putting on the new screen door, moving the generator. Everything was done. Now remember, he was asked to do this in May and was paid for it and finished it. And also did the dock. And I said, you know, Neil, thank you very much. I said, this is closing weekend. I'm glad I'll be able to enjoy it.
What did he say?
Oh, he goes, I'm real sorry. Thank you for your patience. That's it. That's always the excuse. But anyhow, that's done. Everything here is done at the home. All the landscaping, everything was finished on Friday. So that was done. Saturday, we had to shoot the movie. Saturday night, I was not thrilled. I don't know why, but we had to go back to the monastery, and Brother George was not there. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row. I tried calling his cell phone. I'm not getting an answer. So I said to the crew, listen, Brother George does allow us to do this. Well, just take our chance. We're shooting outside. Let's just go and shoot outside. Paul Hunter's Moon was out. Huh. So we get there at dark. And I can't tell you, there's not a light on in this mansion. And it's up a hill. And it's huge. All of the landscaping is overgrown. And I am nervous. I'm nervous because, number one, we didn't speak with Brother George. Number two, we're up here at night. And I'm saying, what if someone hears us and calls the cops? You know, not that they're going to arrest us, but, you know, it's just a whole thing that we don't need. So needless to say, they were doing the scenes, and there's some screaming going on in the scenes. And I'm saying, oh, brother, I hear sirens. And I said, oh, no. But I look down the hill and I see them, the flashing lights just passes by. Yeah, so that's good. So now they're getting the next scene ready. And me and Dave, the camera guys, we notice from the back of the mansion, we notice what appears to be a flashlight moving our way. And I'm scared, Marshall. I have to tell you. And so is David. And I said, David, we're going to have to walk toward this and see what's going on. So we took our flashlights, we're walking toward us. It was so far away, your eyes play tricks on you. It was really like across the road, someone in a garage had a flashlight. It looked like it was moving toward us, but it wasn't. Needless to say, I could not wait to get in the car and get out of there. And all those scenes came great. After that, the weekend was fine. We closed up, didn't hit any traffic coming home. Everything was really, really fine. So that's it. Another season. Goodbye, Lake.
Now, did this guy die?
See, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, nobody would call me, of course. I don't know. There wasn't a light on. Usually he has a light in the living room. You know, I could see through the doors. I went around the back, you know, where he sits. Those doors were lock solid. There wasn't a light on.
Is it normally overgrown on the outside?
Yes.
Oh, it's always overgrown, so.
Very scary. If I were him, God bless him, he's part of the, I forgot what order he is, I would never live in that house. First of all, the house is much too big. I forget how many bedrooms it has. I think about 18 bedrooms. You know, it's got a chapel on the second floor. It's got a library on the third floor. This used to be Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's mansion. This is where they train the elephants and everything. You can look it up on the internet. And I mean, in this huge thing, it's all made out of stone. It's gorgeous.
Have you called anybody asking about this guy?
Who am I calling?
Because he could be dead inside.
I mean, it's a possibility, but I mean, somebody would know by now. It's been over 2 weeks. I can tell you one thing. The smell outside was not pleasing. But that would have nothing, God forbid, to do with Brother George. It was just a horrific smell. I just could not wait to get out of there. So anyhow, it's all done. Now we're on to the city for the next 2 weekends where it'll be in the city. And you know how fond I am going there.
Yes, you're extremely fond. That's right. Well, I hope that this poor guy hasn't passed away.
I hope not.
I think you should report it to somebody, though. I really do, just in case he is. You know, just say that normally you see him, you got permission to be, you didn't see him, and you're just wondering if anybody's checked on the guy.
Right.
But what the heck. You made it through.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. I made it through.
All right, and we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But today's an okay day, but tomorrow's a stinky day.
Right. Today you'll love it. Just get out there and enjoy it.
Well, I'll try my best. All right, Pat, I will check with you mañana.
Okay, Marshall. Bye-bye now.
Welcome back. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center checking our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.